Well, United States flyers paid $362 on average for domestic airfares in the third quarter of 2008, and that's the highest quarterly average since monitoring began about 13 years ago. Rick Cini of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FareCompare.com. It's a consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. Take a look at their websites, FareCompare.com, F-A-R-E, Compare.com. And they receive and process fare information in real time and distribute it right away. So you get a jump on competing sites, and alerts are sent when prices are changing for specific flights as well. So if you're thinking about a flight or planning one, I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. Rick, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Larry. Good to be back.
This business about domestic flight costs. Have domestic airfares begun to come down, considering that fuel is less expensive?
Yeah, it's nothing like the government to get us good quality data when we need it from last summer, when the airfares were at their high because oil was at $150 a barrel.
Yeah.
So really, that news is a bit on the old side, but certainly in the last really 3 months, we basically have seen airfare sales week after week, really since the week before Halloween last year, and it's just been great for consumers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've been pointing out a little-known fact that some airlines will refund some money if ticket prices drop for your flight after you purchase your ticket. What does it take to get a refund in those cases?
Well, a lot of people ran into this because they were buying their tickets thinking oil was going to go to $200 a barrel last summer, and, you know, it dropped from 150 down to 40, so people got stuck with some higher-priced tickets. And there are a few airlines that will actually either refund your money or give you a voucher back. There's four of them specifically: United, Southwest, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines.
Okay.
Will either give you a voucher or refund your money. Northwest Airlines, it's $50. And then all the other airlines basically charge you a $150 change fee.
Let's take some calls, because Helen in West Salem is already on with a question for you. So let's go there. Hi, Helen.
Hi. We're going to Italy the end of October, October 24th, and be returning November 1st. We are flying into Florence, and we're flying out of Rome. So two questions. One is, when should we order tickets, and what would be the best way to go?
Let's see. You're in Madison?
No, it's near La Crosse.
Near La Crosse. Well, typically the prices are going to be a little bit cheaper out of Chicago or Minneapolis, because those are the major hubs.
Yeah.
Let me take a quick look.
Minneapolis might be the easiest.
Or let's look at Minneapolis, actually. I'm going to have to get my my geography out and figure out which one's closer for everybody up there.
Yeah, well, it would be nice if we could go from La Crosse to Minneapolis or La Crosse to Chicago. But
yeah, we could probably get you there. It's typically going to add on about $150 each way to your trip for the little commuter flight.
Okay.
So the prices in October right now are running right at $1,000, and those prices are likely to come down probably early summer, mid-summer, probably down into the $600 to $700 range.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a little bit early in booking your prices there.
Sure.
It's a little bit volatile right now with international air travel because it's really been decimated with a global economic crisis, and some of the major airlines have been pulling back some of their capacity or removing some of their seats just to try to keep the planes relatively full to keep pricing mm-hmm. power up. But I expect those prices to come down. So I definitely would come to the Fare Compare and sign up for an email alert.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to know that when the prices go down.
Okay, how do you do that?
Email you just go to the site and do a search from La Crosse to Rome or to Athens.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's Florence.
And then there'll be a little box that pops up and says, do you want an alert for this flight?
Uh-huh.
And that's all you have to do is just say, I want to get an alert, put your email address in, and we'll send you a note anytime the price goes down. You can put your dates in for October.
It'll
only tell you when the prices for October go down, so you don't have to worry about, you know, some of the prices may come down for spring or summer, but you're looking for fall pricing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So there you have it.
And typically those would start coming down at the end of the spring, maybe early summer.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
They might. You know, you can never tell with an airline. They might throw something crazy out there, you know, a mistake or something in between. But typically, you shouldn't pay more in this sort of economy, more than about $750 to $800 out the door for everybody.
Okay. Good luck. Thanks, Helen, for calling. Appreciate it. Scott in Onalaska, we'll turn to you next. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you for calling.
Great. My wife wants to go to Florida on spring break with our son, and I'm not exactly sure the date, but it's sometime in, like, mid-April.
In mid-April?
And, we could either go from La Crosse or Rochester or, you know, I mean, I'd like to go from either one of those two, and we don't, I think it's like Fort Lauderdale. We just want a beach. We don't care.
Just want to get me to a beach. Get me out of town.
That's it. She said, let's go.
Okay, one sec. I'll do a little. I'm going to do a quick search while we're there. Florida, you know, the strange thing about this year is that we've had some of the biggest airfare sales I've seen in such a long time, and they included Florida and places like Tampa, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, a variety of those places. So I'm going to take a quick look here and see if we can't get you out of La Crosse. What's the airport code for La Crosse? That'll help me out here.
Oh, boy.
Good question.
Maybe LSC?
LSC.
LSE.
E. I'll take a quick look here. Yeah, La Crosse, Wisconsin. LSE. Hey, good.
All right.
Typically, I'm pretty good at those, but sometimes those smaller ones I have a tough time with. Okay, so let's take a look out of La Crosse into Fort Lauderdale. You want to stay for about a week, right?
Actually, we only want to stay for 4 days if we can.
Only 4 days?
Like a Thursday to a Sunday, but
not a problem. We'll take a quick look here. Yeah, the prices right now are running for April in the mid-300s, which is not great, but it's not terrible. Let me see what a four-night stay is going for. All right. Let me see if I can. Are you pretty flexible on when you can go during the week?
Well, either like Wednesday night, Thursday, you know, and then return Sunday.
And okay, so any time during April or the back half?
Well, I think it's the first half because that's when the spring break is for us.
Right. So, well, you've got the week of the 6th, which is April 6th, and the week of the 13th. The prices are ranging anywhere from $350 to almost $500, depending on what day you want to leave.
Well, I'm not doing too bad if she found something for all hotel and flight and everything for three of us for about $1,800.
Yeah, so for the flights alone, if you left, for instance, on the April 14th, you could get in for $378 right now, out the door, including all taxes.
That's per person, correct?
That's per person, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So that's your best bet. You would actually, it looks like you have two very long layovers, though. Let me see if I can do this where there's only a one stop. It's going to be tough to find a.
Then we could also go on your website, too, you say, and then put.
Yeah, sure. And that's what I'm doing right now, is actually looking at our website. And, you know, for travel in April, it's a perfect time to buy right now to at least take a look and shop. I mean, you know, ticket prices have been well under $300. It looks like from La Crosse, you have that typical upcharge of about $75 each way. Because they charge for that commuter flight a pretty hefty fee to get you into a hub city. So you're looking at that $300, $350 range for your flights, and you might even want to go to a packaging site, you know, like Northwest Vacations. They may have a package for you because hotels packaged with air right now are really, really cheap.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Jennifer in Superior, your turn. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Larry. I have a family wedding out in Portland, Oregon in May 16th. And I and my two parents are going to be traveling from Duluth to Portland or from Minneapolis to Portland.
Okay, let's take a look. Out on the East Coast of Portland, Maine. And you said May, right?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, Portland, Oregon. Okay. TDX. And you said May, right?
Yeah.
End of May?
It's right in the middle, May 16th.
May 16th. How many nights do you want to stay?
Well, I suppose five or six.
Okay. Let's take a look and see what we got here. So, Typically, May would be just on the edge of springtime, which is a little bit cheaper than summer. Wow, these are some good prices here. You know, we're looking at on May 16th, which is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at $283 out the door round trip.
Wow.
For basically a 5-night stay. Let's see which airline that's on. That airline is $283. If on our site, actually, it's on multiple airlines, or Alaska Airlines is running $290 right now with a one stop.
Okay.
That's a pretty good deal, actually. Right now, it's you know, the best case out of where you're going at would be around the $240 out the door range. So that's a pretty good price. I'd go ahead and lock that one in.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling. And appreciate your call. And let's see if we got time for Jan and Eau Claire here. Jan, hi.
Hello. I'm really thinking ahead. Is there any, can you forecast what tickets are going to be like to Burlington, Vermont, out of Minneapolis for Christmas?
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, you're really thinking ahead, Jan.
Out of Minneapolis to Burlington, Vermont. Let's take a look and see what they are now. Typically, you know, at that Christmas time, it's always good to shop cheap because there's always an upcharge for Christmas time.
Yeah.
Probably, let's put you in at about 5 or 6 nights and see what it looks like right now. My guess is they would probably be charging you in the 400 to 500 range right now just because it's so far in the future. Wow, yeah, it's 455 actually right now for the week of Christmas.
So, need to wait.
That's a little bit too high, actually. But what I would do definitely is come to the site, sign up for an email alert, and you should be able to, you know, over the next 5 or 6 months, you might get an alert in where it'll be in the, you know, the $300 range or the $320 range.
And that would be pretty good. Rick Seney, our guest today, CEO of FairCompare.com. We're talking about how you can make your best airfare purchasing decision. Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FairCompare.com. Our guest today, I'm Larry Mueller. Happy to have you listening in. And Rick is with us by phone. Rick, we have an email from Tim from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He says, I'm getting married at the end of June. We want to go to an all-inclusive adults-only resort in Jamaica. We'd like to leave between Sunday, June 28th and Tuesday, June 30th and spend 5 nights. When would be the best time to book our vacation?
Right now. He needs to be looking right now. I mean, you know, as we get closer to those dates in the summertime, the airlines will know better how their planes are filling up. I think it's very volatile right now. The airlines pretty much don't know what's going to happen over the next 3 or 4 months because there's no history for, you know, a run up in fuel followed and a run down in fuel followed by a massive recession. So right now they're willing to lock in some of those seats, and some of those resorts down in the Caribbean are just doing some incredible deals right now. So he needs to be shopping right now.
All right. Barbara in Green Bay, it's your turn now. Hi, Barb.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
We have a family wedding at the end of July in Virginia Beach area. And there's 6 of us flying, and I guess my question is, you know, I'm not familiar with that area, so I'm looking to find out which airport is best to fly into, and then what time, when should I start looking for the tickets? I haven't, you know, I've just briefly looked, and I haven't been able to find anything that was very reasonable at this point.
What do you consider to be reasonable? I'm just out of curiosity.
Well, I'd like to get in that 350 range.
In that 350. I always consider reasonable to be super cheap. So I'm a pity pincher. Your best bet into Virginia Beach, the sort of the biggest area right there, is Norfolk Airport.
Okay.
So let's take a look real quick and see if we can find something from Green Bay to Norfolk. And you're going to go late July, right?
Correct.
Let's take a look in about a week.
Yes.
Let's take a look and see what we got here. Hopefully we can find something that's one stop. Sometimes it's hard to get to the smaller airports in one stop here. Let's take a look.
Oh, sure. And that's why flying out of Milwaukee would be an option for us as well.
Yeah, so out of Green Bay, one stop right now. It's running in the 430 range for the entire month of July. That's not great. Let's take a quick look at Milwaukee. And let's see if it's any cheaper. Typically, it would be a little bit cheaper, probably about $50 cheaper. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, out of Milwaukee right now, it's running under $300 round trip.
Okay.
Let's see.
Is there any airline that flies that route?
Yeah, sure. Hang on 1 sec. Really, everything's under $300. So, and it doesn't matter what day you go. So, like, say you were going to leave on July 20th. It's running $297 out the door on Continental right now, and you connect in Newark. And it looks like you can pretty much pick your days there. So you can get in right now. I'd go ahead and lock in.
Okay. Do you know of any nonstops?
There are no nonstops. It does not appear. All of them have a one-stop.
Okay. Boy,
unfortunately.
Thanks for the advice.
You bet. Thank you very much for calling. And Joe in Reedstown, your turn now. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I'm looking for airfare at the end of May, May 30th, it can be from Chicago to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Sure.
You're staying about 1 week, and I have two small children, but they're both over the age of two.
Yeah, so they're going to be treated as adults. Unfortunately, there's really no children discounts anymore, unless they're below the age of two when they're flying. There's some great deals. You said at the end of May, right?
Yeah. Yes, May 30th.
May 30th, yeah. So you're looking at, if you lived on May 30th, see if there's any nonstops here. Yeah, there's actually a nonstop on May 30th for $220 round trip out the door.
Ooh.
That's on Spirit Airlines out of Chicago. And you leave Saturday, May 30th, and return Friday, June 5th. That's an incredible deal.
Yeah, that's very good.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. And Jim and Holman, your turn. Hi, Jim.
Yes, thank you. I have two trips planned, actually. The first one is in August, and I'd like to fly out of Minneapolis to Anchorage.
Okay.
And that's early August, and my dates are flexible.
Okay, great. Well, being flexible is the key to getting decent airfare. You're going to stay about a week in Anchorage?
Yeah, about a week.
Okay, let's take a quick look there. And what was the other one? I'll write it down on a piece of paper.
Okay, the other one is I have to fly out of La Crosse to Colorado Springs, which is COS.
Got it.
And that would be October 1st and coming back on the 5th.
Okay. And you're not very flexible on those days, huh?
That date is pretty set. And actually, I'd like to fly out of Minneapolis, but we're on a time crunch there. So.
Right. So the trip to Anchorage is running for about a seven-night trip, either six or eight nights or seven nights, is running at $630 round trip, which is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
You know, that's for the entire month of August. So let me see what it's looking like in July, actually, and see if we can tell if any price points are coming down or not. At that price point, it's not likely to go much higher.
Okay.
So I would go ahead and sign up for an alert right now.
Okay.
And keep an eye on it. I mean, now remember, you know, I'm sort of a gambler, and I've been doing this for like 6 or 7 years, so I have a pretty good idea that price point probably you can probably get in there for, you know, maybe the mid 400s to the high 400s if you wait a little bit.
Okay, because my son had flown from Anchorage to Minneapolis, and I think he was under 500.
And that nonstop is pretty good. So let's take a look at your other trip. You should be able to get it under 500 if you wait a little bit.
Okay.
The other one was LSE to La Crosse to Colorado Springs, and you were going in October.
Yep.
Sort of the first week in October for what appeared to be about four nights.
Yep.
Let's take a quick look there. Really, the sweet spot to start shopping for travel is about 4 months before departure. That's when most people should start shopping. Right now, that price tag is right around the $400 range round trip out the door.
Okay.
So if you were to leave, for example, on the 1st, it would be $402 right now, and that's on Northwest.
Yep.
It's not a terrible price. It's not a great price either.
Uh-huh.
So if I was you, I might wait a little bit on that. It's a little bit early to shop for October. You know, I don't even know what's going to happen a month from now, let alone six months from now. And that means the airlines don't either.
Yeah.
And so right now they're probably selling you what they consider to be sort of their fourth or fifth price point instead of their first or second cheapest.
Okay.
So I would wait a little bit on both of those. Go ahead and sign up for alerts on the site. And what you'll do is you'll start getting alerts when those when the prices start dropping, and you'll see what the price point is, and you'll get a pretty good feel for it. I like to think of it sort of like you know, buying a 2004 Honda. You wouldn't go buy one if you didn't look at Kelley Blue Book, and that's what email alerts are all about. It's supposed to show you what the prices are possible to be.
And good luck, and thank you very much for calling, Jim. Appreciate
sure. it.
Bye. And Mike in Appleton, your turn. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. End of May for a honeymoon. We'd like to leave around the 25th or 26th of Puerto Vallarta from ideally Appleton, but we haven't found prices cheaper than about $850. Milwaukee, the cheapest we've found is around $450, and Chicago $309.
Yeah, let's take a quick look.
Ideally,
Chicago
$309
sounds pretty good to me. Out of Appleton, it's extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm. Would Green Bay be any better?
Let's take a look. And you want to stay there four nights approximately, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So even in mid-May, let's take a look at Green Bay and see if there's anything cheaper. Yeah, it's going to have to be more than a two-stop. I mean, more than a one-stop. Let's look. Let me take a look out of Chicago real quick. Yeah, you're looking at, yeah, so Chicago's in the high 200s or low 300s right now. So you're going to be paying almost a $200 per direction premium to go from Appleton or Green Bay. Mm-hmm. That's a $400 premium to leave from those cities.
Yeah.
That's a tough one to bite off.
It is.
Chicago's looking like the best. Huh?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I would, you know, for $400 per, and it's two of you, that's $800. You know, I definitely would, you know, I'd take a look and see what the, let me see what the price just from Appleton to Chicago is separately. I find it hard to believe they're charging a $400 premium there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're charging.
Yep, they're charging a $400 premium for that little short leg.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those cases where, you know, making it into sort of a road trip and maybe spending the night in Chicago is worthwhile. And use that additional $800 to, you know, to get a great room at a five-star hotel in Chicago.
Makes sense to me. Thank you, Mike. Good luck. And Robin emailed and said, I'm very poor but hoping to fly to Seattle from Madison and back over Memorial weekend, over the week of Memorial Day, I should say.
That's usually in May, right?
Yeah, it's probably it's early this year, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's take a look in May here. See if we can do four or five nights, Madison to Seattle. All right, Madison, Wisconsin, MSN. See if we can find her something in May.
Yeah, Memorial is the 25th of May.
25th of May, okay. 25th of May, everything is running out of Madison, which is not unusual in the low 300s. That's a pretty good deal, actually, to Seattle. If she left, the cheapest is the Saturday before Memorial, which is May 23rd, for five nights. Let me find out which airline that is. Yeah, so on Alaska Airlines, if you leave Saturday, May 23rd, and return Wednesday, May 27th, 323 round trip out the door.
That's pretty good.
That's a good price.
Yep. John in Germantown, your turn. Hi, John.
Hey, Larry, how you doing today?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Well, you're welcome. I'm actually traveling. I'm up on the highway here. My earbud in. I'm doing it the right way.
All right.
O'Hare to Munich, probably in June, late May or in June.
Okay. You probably are going to see some good pricing on this. It's a little early for that. I'm expecting to be on. Typically, June would be over $1,000. Let's take a week here. You always want to take. You want to do a Saturday night stay whenever you're traveling to Europe because
really,
they
yeah.
charge three times if you don't stay a Saturday night extra.
I'll
in many cases,
staying for a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, so you're going to stay 2 or 3 weeks, right?
Right.
Take a look there. I'm going to put it on 24 nights. Let's see what happens here. My guess is right now that we'll probably be selling between $800 and $1,000 or $1,100, but let's take a look real quick. Yeah, it's running right at $1,100 right now. I definitely would wait. Okay. Typically, airfare for Europe has a 30-night stay limit, so you're still okay there.
Right.
Before it hits what's called the maximum stay rule. So if you're staying over a month, then you got a little bit of a problem. But I would wait a little bit. I think that the summertime pricing hasn't really come out yet. We saw a few sort of mistake airfares earlier in the year where we were getting summertime to Europe for $700 to $800, which is really good pricing. So I would wait just a little bit. I'd wait at least and sign up for alerts and wait at least a month or so before you start really heavily shopping.
Would maybe a better month to go there? As far as pricing.
Certainly May, it's, you know, typically what happens is they have what's called seasonal breakpoints. Sometimes those occur in late April or early May. Let's take a look real quick at May and see what the price point is. Both of them are good times to go from a weather perspective.
Exactly.
And let's see if May is any cheaper now. I would expect it to be at least $100 to $200 cheaper. Take a quick look for the entire month of May. Yeah, see, right now you can get in on May 14th. That's when the prices go up for $800 round trip.
Oh, great.
So if you left on May 14th for a week, let me find out which airline that is. Yeah, so that's on Swiss Airlines, but there's several airlines in the $800 range. So that's a one-stop. If you do a non-stop, it's running about $990, so they're going to charge you a premium for the non-stop on United.
Hmm. So good luck, and thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Jeff in Madison says, I'm in Madison, need to fly to Cancun on May 22nd and come back on May 28th. I could go out of Milwaukee or Chicago if it was a lot cheaper. Should we buy now, or is there a chance prices will go down?
Well, let's take a quick look. You know, there's always a good chance prices are going to go down in this environment. For May travel, you know, right now out of Madison, what was the date to May what?
22nd.
22nd.
Come back on the 28th.
Yeah, so right now if you leave May 22nd and the 28th is a Thursday, yeah, you can actually get on Delta right now. It's $340 round trip. I'd book that one right away.
Book it right now.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get much better than that.
Joan in Eagle River, on to you now. Hi, Joan.
Hello. Oh, thank you for taking my call. My son, who lives in Tokyo, wants my husband and I to visit in July. And when I looked at the prices, I really had to sit down.
Yeah, you're going to get some sticker shock there.
So I'm wondering how... Does that four-month rule that you've kind of been talking about, that rule of thumb, waiting till 4 months before?
Yeah, it's a little, 4 months is mostly for domestic travel. In international, you can shop a little bit earlier, but let's take a look and see what the prices to Tokyo are. Unfortunately, the one place that hasn't really been hurt and decimated has been Asian routes. They seem to be still filling up pretty good. Some of the nonstops that some of the airlines were going to put on for Asia, they went ahead and delayed them till 2010. So it lost some of its capacity. They were fighting for these nonstop routes into China. So right now in the month of July, the very cheapest you can get in is at $1,000 or just under $1,100. That's if you left on July 1st. Other days are up to $1,300, $1,400 round trip. And that's what I would expect to pay, really. You know, just over $1,000 is not terrible for, you know, Tokyo. But it's so very expensive.
So if it's about that price, you're thinking it's not going to soften?
Yeah, you know, that price could go down maybe 50 or 75, but it's more likely to go up another 100 or 200. So, for instance, if you were going to leave on July 1st for a week, let me see which airline this is. For $1,077 round trip, you can take Continental right now and connect in, it's the wrong way around, too. It's from Newark. The nonstop's running, like on All Nippon, is running $1,383 nonstop out of Chicago, which is a really good price, actually, for a nonstop. It's just, yeah, unfortunately, there's just no good way to fly it without paying a lot of money. You can actually fly on American, for under $1,300 through Dallas as well. You know, I don't think those prices are going to go up much. You might want to wait just a hair. I don't know what's going to happen with the economy over the next 3 months. My inclination is that it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
And you might see some more discounting, but they really haven't discounted Japan or China recently. I just haven't seen hardly any discounts in those areas.
All right. So there you have it, Joan. Good luck.
Sorry about that.
All right. Janine was wondering if you could help her with an affordable trip to Branson, Missouri. Her dad has cancer and would love for her and her siblings.
Sure. Out of what city?
They like travel sometime in the next couple of months. Most likely three or more people traveling together from near La Crosse could travel from Madison or Rochester, Minnesota, or possibly Minneapolis.
All right, well, let's see what Madison looks like to Branson in March. Yeah, it looks like there's no good way. I don't even know. Does Branson have an airport?
I don't know.
I don't think it does, actually. Let's take a quick look here. The wonders of Google.
Yeah.
Branson Regional Airport, there it is. I wonder if they actually take anything but private aircraft. Looks like it's just private aircraft. Interesting. What's the closest airport to Branson, Missouri?
It's Springfield, Missouri.
Springfield?
Yeah, that's the airport to use.
All right. Springfield. Let's take a quick look. I'm going to have to brush up on these smaller cities. All right. So out of Madison to Springfield, the code is SGF. Gosh, the entire month of March is right at $300. It's not terrible.
No.
Let's take a look at April and see what April's looking like. Anytime you can buy a ticket under around $300 round trip, including all taxes, it's a pretty darn good deal nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So if she leaves and she wants to go for about a week, she can leave. The best days to leave are a Tuesday or a Wednesday. So, like, if you leave on a March 10th, for example, and return on March 17th, Northwest has 301 round trip out the door. American Airlines is 310.
So that's not bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Not perfect, but, you know, when you leave out of a place like Madison, you can always expect, a $50 to $100 surcharge per direction.
Yep, makes sense. Let's see. Paulette, have you got a quick question from Burnhamwood?
Yes.
Hi, Paulette.
I am looking to go to New Zealand next year. Pretty flexible time, November to March, anywhere in there.
In 2010?
Either 2009, end of 2009, or into 2010, yes.
Right. So let's. They're actually. You might have a little bit of luck. There's some flights being added into Australia, and then ultimately over to New Zealand over the next several months. There's been a few additional flights being added. Let's take a quick look here out of Chicago and see what it looks like. Just for you're going to go October, right?
Could be October, November, anyway through March.
Right. Take a quick look here and see what the pricing is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, pricing right now is just under $1,500. It's a little bit high right now. But you should expect sort of any of those super long-haul flights like that are typically ranging from $1,200 to $1,400 round trip. So if you can get in that range, you know, those are sort of those once-in-a-lifetime trips, and those are very long trips, too.
Yeah, they...
So be prepared for a lot of sitting. But, I would just wait a little bit on that for that. We even saw some stuff out of Los Angeles to Australia and to New Zealand in the $700 to $800 range just two or three weeks ago.
So that's not bad. And with that, we have to conclude.
You know, try to break up your trip a little bit. Spend the cheapest flights are going to be out of the L.A. area. You might just go stay, a day in L.A. and just get prepared for that long flight.
Yep, makes good sense. And Rick, thank you very much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. Go on his website, faircompare.com. And thank you for listening.